More with Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLandRadio.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who loves to get to know all of our guests, Mr. Richard Avery.
I only like to get to know the girls.
Really?
Yeah, the guys are annoying.
Come on, we have like it's like 75% girls.
True.
But you have fun with the guys too. You like chatting up, having guy talk.
Yeah, exactly. We talk about the girls.
We talk... Yeah, but usually we talk about geek stuff.
Exactly.
Geek stuff, geek stuff.
Who are we
stuff.
Getting to know today, Mo?
Well, we're going to get to know, obviously, a Donald Trump supporter, Miss Aubrey Adams.
Oh, that's right. She's a Republican, right?
She is.
Oh, my God.
She decided to interrupt the intro, and so she gets to be a Donald Trump supporter.
Uh-oh.
So,
you know
tell
what?
Me.
They both suck, so flip a coin.
So tell me, what do you love about Trump? You have to give me one thing that you love about Trump.
That hair is sexy. Come on.
Oh, there we go. The hair.
Orange.
Wow.
Mr. Avery. Grab him by the pussy.
Mr. Avery, do you have any sort of love for Mr. Trump?
Zero love. I think he's doing so much damage right now. It's ridiculous. But I always say, I don't have a problem with Donald Trump. I've written about this on my blog, stupidlifecoach.com.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have as much a problem with him as I have a problem with the supporters.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? They're the fucking idiots.
I agree.
For the most part, I agree.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could be stupid, but like when a bunch of people are following you, that's just crazy. That's really stupid.
Well, I figured I would ask because at the second debate, there was some guy asked to say something nice about the opposite person. And, you know, neither one of them did a very good job at it. Trump actually did a little bit better than Hillary, but only by a little.
And it's sad to say, but I am a Hillary fan. So, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
I just love the idea of a woman being president and just looking at that. Every time she gives a speech, I'm going to look at it thinking there was one point in her life that she was on her knees sucking some cock.
No.
Oh, I think that's good. Pretty cool.
You think she has? I don't know.
You know she has. I mean, come on.
So not her husband's, apparently.
Who knows? Ooh. I don't even care whose it was. It could be freaking Dick Cheney's. I don't care. I just knowing that our president has sucked some cock is awesome.
So our guest today, I have to say, was quite cute. She brought her own tea. Would you like to say what kind of tea you're drinking? Little sponsor.
Oh, for goodness sake. It's like an organic English breakfast tea. Twinnings.
An organic.
Would you like one so we can be twinning?
No. Yeah. No, not at all. So, how are you today, Aubrey? What's going on?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm so excited to be here.
So we've had you on before, and we were speaking about talking about Reiki before. But what I realized is, after all these years of knowing you, we've never done a...
You never bothered to get to know me?
I never got to know you, really. I mean, I know a lot about you, and I have some stories to tell.
Oh, Christ.
But...
I got pictures.
I have pictures as well, and videotape. But we'll let her tell her own story. So... Aubrey, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where do you come from?
Well, I'm from New Jersey.
What exit?
Why does everybody ask that?
That's just what it is.
What exit?
I know that's like everyone's go-to, but
joke.
I don't
it's
know.
Because it's an old
it's a
joke.
Jersey joke,
yeah.
I guess.
What exit, though? You don't even know?
I don't know. I left when I turned 18. I didn't really drive around all that much.
And now you're,
I
what,
still don't
50?
Drive.
You don't remember, like, what, 10 years ago?
Well, no. I mean, I had just started driving like a year prior. I don't know. I didn't really have to care about
that. She was too busy.
Someone else just drove me around.
Yeah, and she was too busy hanging out at the mall.
Exactly.
To really,
the Short Hills Mall.
There you go. She knows the mall.
The Short Hills Mall.
Everybody knows that mall.
And how tall are you?
4'10".
4'10". Short girl at the Short Hills Mall.
Like it.
So you grew up in Jersey. What was growing up? What was like high school? What was all that like for you?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of always... That was boring to me. I don't know. Not very interesting. But no, I don't know. I did a lot with the theater group, and I did a lot with fashion. I went to FIT in New York for a semester for shoe and handbag design.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how many shoes have you designed?
Well, I actually had to make a pair when I was there. We had to make... 3 pairs while we were there, like actually design and make the whole thing and be able to wear it.
That's crazy. You have the same skill as like a third world country 3-year-old.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like a little elf.
Exactly. You're like a small, tiny child, Asian child.
Exactly. What'd you make? Like heels? You love heels. I know you love heels. So did you make some heels?
Yes. Definitely. Made two pairs of heels. You know me. I love my heels. As high as can be.
And do you still own these heels?
Yes. My mother has them in her attic.
Oh, in the attic. Anything else special in the attic? We all have things at our parents' attics.
Oh, God, there's so much in that attic. Oh, my God, I dread when she dies. She's going to have to start cleaning the thing out now, and we'll still be cleaning it out when she goes.
I threw everything away.
I wish she'd throw everything
away. When I moved, I think I fit everything like of my past life right now, as you could say, pre-LA days. I have literally all in one box, like one container like that, just like... That's it. Everything else is just I threw away. Like the parents who save homework and all that weird stuff, like report cards. Have your report card from third grade. You're like, why?
She asked me, I want it.
Did your parents save stuff?
Not really, no. My mom's a hoarder. I had a bunch of stuff up in the garage attic, and I guess it got damaged in a bad storm. So things got leaked upon, and I think I lost some baseball cards and just a little bit of memorabilia.
We talked about this before. Do you have your original first pictures, negatives or stuff that you shot?
Yeah.
You do?
I still have the first roll of negatives that I ever developed.
I don't have that. I wish I did.
Yeah. Still have that. Still have the original image. That I won best of show at the county fair with. It's a very small county fair, but I still have that image, and it's an almost for a first roll of film ever, like really shot. Like I shot some stuff with a kid when I was a kid, grabbing mom's camera, things like that. Which I actually have the very first photo I've ever photographed. I have that, I have the first roll of film that I ever shot in black and white, and it has one of the most perfect images. I'll have to show you. I'll have to take a picture.
Scan it.
I'll show you.
I have a question for her.
Who?
Her.
Aubrey. No idea who she is.
What did you want to be when you were growing up, when you were a kid?
I was 16 when I decided I wanted to do porn. Like, that's what I really wanted
16,
to
you're
do.
You're like, I want to be a porn star. Yeah, do you have a boyfriend at 16?
No, like, not like a steady one or anything.
Did you tell your boyfriend, the guys that you were shagging or whatever, did you say, hey, I'm going to go to, two more years, I'm going to be a porn star? And they were like, well, you need to practice first.
Yeah, I wish they were that creepy. Now that would have been fun. Maybe then I wouldn't have run off.
Exactly. So wait, you're over 18 when you went to school for fashion.
Yeah.
But you knew at 16 you wanted to go into porn. When did you know you wanted to be in fashion?
I'd always sort of dabbled in that. All through high school, I did a lot of the designing and actually making of the theater costumes, my own Halloween costumes. I was always making something.
Oh, wow.
I gave that a shot and then said, the clock's ticking.
Exactly. 19. Man, I got like a couple years left in me. I better go do it now.
In porn years, it was like prime time, you know?
These days, they start literally on their 18th birthday, don't they?
And how old were you when you started?
18.
There we go.
How soon after your birthday, do you remember?
I turned 18 in May and I came out to LA in February.
Crazy.
Yeah, no, I didn't meet you when you were early on. I've seen some of your early stuff. You came in during the Gonzo years.
Yeah.
When Gonzo was king, and I know you did a lot of work with a little company that I don't know if they're still around much anymore, but Red Light District.
Oh, I remember them.
Yeah, they were a huge Gonzo company. Yeah, they're the ones who put out the Paris Hilton sex tape.
Weren't they like the people who kind of started Gonzo?
I don't know if they started Gonzo, but they were definitely a major thing.
They had like Manuel and they had Eric and they had all those people before
Eric Everhart.
Evil Dead.
Yeah, yeah. And oh my God.
Do you remember who you did your first scene with?
With Manuel for Jake Malone. I went in for go-sees that day and I had already been tested and someone canceled and Jake Malone's was like, you, I'll take you, let's go.
Now, did you get boned in the warehouse there?
Eventually, not that day.
They were notorious for that. Is the agents would show up at the red light offices with talent, and they would leave with less talent than they came in with, and they would come back. And
so they walk in with like three girls, yep, leave mm-hmm. with one.
Exactly. And they would be, they're getting banged in the, it would be like, all of a sudden you'd see in their movies.
Let's shoot a scene.
You know,
it was so much fun back then.
Really?
Mike Stefano would show up and be like, oh, hey, Eric, this girl just came in. You want to fuck her? Yeah. And they're in the warehouse, and all of a sudden they just start tag teaming some new girl. In the warehouse. It was genius.
It was so much fun back then.
It was a definite heyday.
Was porn, you know, when you're 16 and you want to be a porn star, so was porn when you first started? I know it's always exciting for every girl to start, but like, was it when you first started, was it exactly what you thought it would be? Was it better, worse?
I don't know that I really had this idea of how it was going to be, but right. I got in and, you know, I think you wonder, are you going to work? Are you not going to work? You don't really know how the industry works, so to speak. But no, I got in and I was working a ton and it was fun and there was always stuff going on. And
have you done everything in porn that you wanted to do?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
There's nothing left. If you could go back, because you don't perform anymore.
No, I haven't in a bit.
A little while.
Soon.
So if you come decided, would there be anything that would bring you out of retirement?
Anything or anyone.
A POV BJ with Maurice.
Exactly. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. You can't afford her. She's really expensive. I'm her agent. She charges double.
She charges double?
Yeah. I like you as an agent.
I'm tough.
This is good.
He's the new Spiegler.
Maybe I might have to do a comeback.
You can call me Leroy. Leroy.
Did you ever have a suitcase pimp, just out of curiosity?
You ever a boyfriend that like took all your money?
I don't know if he was really a suitcase pimp, but when I came into the industry, Red Light District had an in-house agent who it didn't work out, but everyone said was a suitcase pimp.
He
was always really good to me, though. I don't know.
Yeah,
I had a girl come into my office and had the stereotypical suitcase pimp with her.
Oh.
And I was just like, it had been a while since I seen it, and I forgot how much it kind of creeped me out.
I haven't seen it in a long, long time, but I've seen it plenty of times.
It's definitely, I forgot that was really a thing. And then you see it and go, oh shit, this is totally.
I remember there's this girl this is like 25 plus years ago, but there was a girl, I really liked her too. She was hot and sexy. Her name was Misty Rain. And she had a boyfriend / suitcase pimp / do whatever / person. And it was just creepy. He was always there at the shoots and it was just really annoying.
Yeah.
I was shooting her for stuff for Julie and things like that. It was just, he was just like, he never talked much. He was just always like in the corner. You're like, what are you doing here? He's like, go away.
He's the lingering perv.
Yeah.
The
lingering perv. I was. There's only one allowed in this.
That's why you don't like
it. Yeah, exactly. I was jealous.
So how many scenes do you think you did?
Oh, Christ. Over 10 years?
Yeah.
You really want me to count?
No, just out of curiosity.
Well, you just
hundreds, I guess.
Phoenix Marie, I always like to bring this up. Phoenix Marie knows every scene she's ever done. Knows if I text her right now how many scenes you do, she'd go like 932. And she could tell you at every scene with God who it was her. With. Like, she's like the Rain Man of porn. She really is. She knows everything. Didn't you have her on... once mm-hmm. talked about that?
Yes, we had her on. She was the guest on the 50th episode of More with Mo, which was about 108 episodes ago. We need to have her back. It's been far too long.
I know. I miss her.
So you started off, when you started off, you're 4'10". I saw photos of you and I saw some of your videos. Oh, you looked really young. You had tiny boobs. You just looked.
We played it up.
Yeah, you guys really played up.
It was fun for a while. It was fun to go and play the pigtails and all that nonsense.
And did the guys perv out on you with that
stuff? Of course.
And did you like it? Or?
It was fun for a while. After a while, it started getting a little too creepy. Like, that line started to get blurred a little. But
Lexi Bell had that problem, too, when I met her. She was like, when I met her, she was like, I'm so tired of being that little girl. And it's like, it does get a little creepy after a while, I think. Right? I mean,
yeah.
I'm an adult.
It's fun to do, but you do eventually grow out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's
important. So, about how far into your career do you think you grew out of that where you became a real girl?
A woman.
Somewhere between 21, 22 ish.
Oh, so you had a few years because we met.
Well, I got the boobs about 21, too. So,
trying to think. I met you not too long after you got the boobs. We've known each other, 7 years? I think. Probably 7 years is my guess.
Well, I'm 29 now.
So yeah, so like maybe 8 years. I met her at the Red Light District building. And it was so cute. She was this little thing. And she's like, hi, I'm Aubrey.
You're like, evil, stay away.
She was trouble. Trouble to begin with.
Now, always trouble.
So tell me the good and bad and ugly of being a porn star.
Oh, God.
You've been at it for all these years. So what would you say the best thing that happened, like the worst thing that happened and the ugly thing? What did you learn?
Well, I think you definitely learn a lot. I think one of the best things that I've gotten out of it is finding the humanity in it that people don't see in it.
Especially when they're fucking you from behind. They can't really see it.
Well, it's fun because you see like how amazing it is to get to do all of these things and have all these experiences that most people don't get to or would be afraid to at home. Right. Or here's a controlled situation that you can do whatever the fuck you want in.
Right.
You can go there. You can have those sexual experiences that most people don't get to have.
True, but then they also film it and they show everybody.
So what? Then I get to look back on it. It's like a scrapbook.
It's like home movies.
Do you have a box of your movies, your favorite movies?
I have some of them.
Yeah.
I have some of them. I don't go back and watch them, but I might have to now.
Later tonight, she's going to go rub one out.
You know my plans for the evening.
I was just going to say, like, bring them over here. We'll get a couple more tea, and we'll just sit here and
pull out your popcorn.
We'll watch some scenes and just be like, yeah, that was really good. Okay, let's watch the next scene.
Gonzo, they couldn't hold a camera to save their own fucking lives.
Where's that camera at? Point in the right
direction. Manuel looks like such a kid back then.
Oh.
So, okay, so that's the good. What do you think? What's the bad in general, do you think? You know, not a specific thing, but in general, what do you think? Was there anything bad that you brought out of? Came with you?
I don't think besides there was any.
Hey, wait, besides meeting Mo. We know that. So what?
But then I got to meet you.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, Jesus.
Mo's going to kill me. Thanks a lot.
Fuck all y'all.
I'd say one of the bad things that can come out of it is the judgment that so many people have.
On the outside.
Yeah. I don't let it get to me, but I know a lot of people that do, and it has affected them.
Yeah. But I think that's changed a lot, just so you know.
Oh, I think it's 20, changed
30 years ago, when you were a porn star and people found out, it was, you were like the devil, you know, in a sense. And nowadays, people just go, oh, you're a porn star. And then they run home and Google you and try to find what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, even, you know, too, working in the business, like, people, oh, what do you do? And all of a sudden you say, oh, I work at Penthouse. And they all go, oh, really? Oh, what do you do? And then they get all excited, but then they try to be cool about it. Oh, well, I they run home and.
They call you, like, a few days later and start telling you all about the problems in their sex life and want you to fix it. And you're kind of like, ooh, I never wanted to know that about
exactly.
you.
So exactly.
So can I call you and tell you about the problems
you
in my sex
do.
Life?
You already do.
Shut up. I am so gonna start hitting on you. I'm gonna send
those
you
problems
dick pics.
And the problems are not going away either. So don't worry about it.
They're not at this age.
But the good news
you
is
just accept it.
Yeah, but the good news is the biggest problem moved out. So you'll be okay.
He said it.
And I'll say it again.
And he's very quiet.
Oh, Mo, poor Mo.
So okay, so do you have any advice? You're a veteran of the industry. You came out of this. You look healthy.
Happen?
I don't know. I don't know. You're a veteran. Over 10 years.
I know, but where'd it go?
Ugh, I don't know. All that
how
money.
How is it like 10 years later that?
I deal with that
fat bank account has all the.
Aubrey, I deal with that stuff all the time with time and energy of like where time goes because it's like it drives me crazy about. Like, I started Julieland 12 years ago, and it's like, where did 12 years go? Like, where did it go? I've known you, what, 40?
Three.
Four?
We are officially like, the senior show.
We're the grown-ups here.
Reminiscing on when?
Exactly. Remember back in 91 when we were like...
I mean, I've only been doing this for 9 years, and it feels like I've been doing it.
Has it been 9 years since you got
into porn, yeah.
She's at it longer than you?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's hotter than I am.
And I've only been around porn for, I hate to even admit this. I think I met my first porn star around 91, 92. So almost 25 years.
Yeah, you win.
You got us beat.
But I didn't start, I mean, I didn't, like I said, Julieland is, I started 12 years ago.
Yeah. Fuck off. So do you have any advice for, you know, not necessarily new girls, but any girl maybe who's exiting, anybody, any advice on how to move on?
If you met a girl named Tiffany who's getting into the business, what would you tell her?
Make sure you love it.
Okay. And stay away from male talent.
I can't give that advice because I'm very guilty on that one. Uh-huh. But
I think all the girls are guilty of that.
I'm a serial porn dater, though.
Are you? Like, you'd have to date porn people?
I don't have to. It just always works out that way.
Okay.
Now, do you think it's easier?
Yeah.
Than trying to explain to just a normal average guy?
Well, it's easier because a normal guy, you go out with a couple times, then you have sex with them, and it's terrible, and you're fucked. Because now they already like you. You sort of like them. You've invested all this time just to find out, this is never going to work. At least a porn guy, you're on set, you have sex with them, you've been on set with them for long enough to know if you sort of like them or not, can stand them.
You can put up with them.
So everything's already kind of out on the table.
Wow. Wow.
Well, I wasn't going to bring this up,
but...
she opened the door, so I'm walking through. So I've never considered myself male talent.
No, not even...
No.
Male, no. Talent, no.
Male, yes. No talent. But Miss Adams and I have actually performed together a couple times, and one of them was actual sex, and it went horribly.
It's bad.
It was a bad situation. It just happened to be the whole situation was just... From beginning to end was just a bad idea. Hey, let's have sex in a pickup truck.
I think it was
outside
worse
in October.
For you then, and it was like a really cold night.
And we had the heater on. The wind is blowing, and it's one of those scenes that it's a live, it's a reality thing, and you can't cut because you'll see the cut. You just roll with it, and it went very poorly, and we never had sex again.
So you're telling
me you never asked me to.
So my question is this: did you ever?
Because I would have sex with you again.
Did you tell me?
Stop. We just heard that live on the radio.
I just want to know, did you get an AVN nomination for the scene at all?
No. The scene actually...
Not even for the worst scene of the year?
The scene actually sadly never got released.
Good.
It is still in the can.
Not sadly. I think it's a good thing.
So that's Mo's game. Like, yeah, that's exactly. His plan. That's how he does it.
No, he does that. He likes to... He always refers to it, let's make content. That's how you get
there. There was a movie that we were never able to finish because the company we were making it for budgetary reasons.
Right.
And so we never got to finish the movie and release it. But it's still out there. And who knows, at some point in time, it may end up on somewhere. Who knows?
Sounds good. I was young and hot then.
Really?
You see a lot of my man ass out of this. It's not pretty. So you made it through porn. What are you doing now?
What am I doing now? Well, I'm doing Reiki, which we talked about last time. I am working with a woman planning like tours to different healing sites around the world. So we will be
like hospitals.
Something like that. No, like we're going to Bali next month and seeing the different healers there. Normally we'd see Katut from Eat, Pray, Love, but he just passed away, but other healers like him. And I'm working on developing a workshop.
A workshop?
Yes. A workshop that kind of talks about all the hang-ups that we develop around sex and all of the ways that we approach it that negatively they just don't benefit us. And all the horrible crap, but how there are energetic cords that we take on to each of these things. So then using Reiki to cut those cords, and I know you think I should use a magic wand to cut them.
Yes.
I'm down for that.
That or Viagra.
So I just thought of this because I'm the idiot when it comes to all this kind of stuff.
I'm not going to argue with you.
But I'm picturing, okay, Reiki, there's no touching.
Right.
But energy is released.
Exchanged.
Exchanged. Very good. So, can you do a Reiki hand job?
I've always wondered that.
If you can do an actual get an erection, make the guy ejaculate without actually touching using the power of Reiki.
Well,
are you volunteering?
No, I make girls come without touching them all the time.
Is this the Hitachi?
No, it's my camera. Oh, yeah. Just point the camera at them and say, rub one out. And they do. And then they come. And I'm just in there going, cool.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. It's the camera. It's not me, though. I just asked the girls over the weekend, like, would you be here doing this if I didn't have the camera? Like, no. I'm like, great. So I hate my camera. I'm just so jealous. My camera gets more action than I do.
I really need to start using mine more.
You do.
Now that cameras, now that I have more time.
Yeah, now you have space. But like cameras, total chick magnet, right? I always say like you. Cameras, if I said to you right now, take your clothes off, you'd be like, fuck you. And then if I said, but I had the camera and I said, take your clothes off, you'd be like, okay. So it works every time.
Oh, fuck it. I'm even down to the point where I can go through and go, you know, here's my iPhone. Here, flash your titties at me. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, well, I've always jokingly said that my camera, I refer to my camera for years as Excalibur. It's like, you know, the sword of King Arthur. And it was like, it rose from the Lady of the Lake and the camera came and it has powers, special powers. It's really weird.
It's an amazing, amazing device.
Hey, so, whatever works.
How are you going to go about doing this workshop? How do you go about putting together a workshop like this? Because it sounds...
Beginning stages.
Okay, there you go. You're in the upstart, you know.
Yeah. It's something where kind of putting the pieces of the puzzle together and how I want it to actually flow and the different things I want to touch upon. Mm-hmm. And some of the conditioning that takes place as examples, and then how it plays out. But I work with a couple different people who do workshops regularly, so thankfully I have that.
Nice.
To help really put it together.
Now you travel now, mm-hmm. And do you want to continue doing that? Are you enjoying traveling around the world?
I love it. You'd see all kinds of new places and people, and it's great.
Where's your favorite place you've ever been?
The Maldives.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I remember when you went. You couldn't stop talking about that.
It's amazing.
You loved that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The energy is amazing. It's great.
And it's just beautiful, period, right? I would say, places like that, my joke always is, places like that, even the garbage is beautiful. And they're like, yeah, pretty much. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy. I've always wanted to go there. I love water and I love like beautiful blue oceans and things like that. And
it's so clear blue there.
Yeah. The clearest I've probably ever been to was maybe Hawaii or maybe Australia, but I've had a taste of that kind of vibe, but nothing that clear. And it's amazing. I know.
I sat in my bathtub recently and the water came out clear and I live in the valley. So I was feeling pretty good about
that. That's really good.
So I mean, you have your current future plans. What's mm-hmm. your life goal? You know, you still have a long life ahead of you. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know. Life's always changing.
Do you
want to
get married and have kids?
I used to think I did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not anymore?
Maybe if the right person comes along. I don't know. Kids are a tough one.
I know.
I don't really like kid type things.
I just really don't like kids.
Like, well, I mean, kind of some of them are fun, but like kid type things, I'm kind of like, eh. It'd be really nice if I could find a guy who already has kids that are like
18 and already out of the house.
Well, I don't mind teenager-ish, like 15. I want them to like me enough to take care of me when I'm old and have like that time to build that.
Yeah, but then you'll be like the hot stepmom.
Isn't that a website for Naughty America?
Exactly. You're going to, suddenly your life is going to become a porno.
So nothing about my life would have changed.
It's like, this is why I keep all my friends really young, because since I don't have kids, I keep my friends young because they're the ones that are going to take care of me when I get old.
Yeah.
It's smart.
Very nice. Like it.
And even who just told me, I think it was Jinx, said that, you know, in 10 years I could probably, she said she'll have a house with a guest house. I said, just put me in the back, I'll be fine. Julie has a pool house.
Old man Avery living in the back.
Exactly. Who's that cranky old man out there swearing at the kids? Ignore him. Can you imagine? It's like, get off my lawn. It's not your lawn. Okay, then get out of here. We're making noise.
Just leave anyhow.
Exactly. Come over here. I'd be like yelling at the girls.
Be hanging in the trees.
You know, I'd just be sitting there watching the girls at the pool. Yeah, keep taking it. Take the clothes off. Swim.
Swim. So any thoughts about ever going back into fashion? Is that still anything you're interested in? Or?
I mean, I don't see it coming about. Mm-hmm. If ever the opportunity did come about, sure, why not?
I don't see my career of fashion photography going anywhere either. I left that and got stuck in porn, so, you know.
Fashion photography, I don't like anyways these days. I think it's pretty boring.
It's actually really boring right now. I'm not impressed.
Fashion's gotten too stuffy lately, I think.
It's just, I've just seen it all before. Like, nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing amazes me. I'm just bored with it all.
You know where I want to do a shoot. If I'm going to do fashion now, I'm going to go for the money. Target.
Well,
you know, yeah, where it's like, what boring. Do you do all day? Well, a lot of it's just boring stuff, but yeah. It's like you can have a full-time job right. shooting fashion product, yeah. at Target.
But I would rather do the same amount of work with a naked girl.
Oh, that's true. Naked girls are fun.
And
then
you save money. You don't have to hire a stylist. They just take their clothes off. Mm-hmm.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
I'll have to I haven't photographed you in a number of years.
I was actually thinking that earlier today.
Oh.
I miss photos with Mo.
Oh. Uh-oh. I think we're going to have to set up a shoot. And it'll end up on theaveragemo.com.
In next year sometime.
I've been very busy this year, Mr. Whatever. Avery. Well, back off.
I'm busy and I still shoot. I shoot at least twice a month.
Oh my minimum. God. I'm going to get chewed out after this episode.
In the last 6 months, I've shot a lot. I've shot more now that I'm ending Julie Land than I was.
I might have to play mediator in a minute.
Yeah,
I have a feeling.
Oh, don't you don't need to. I will win.
He will win.
Always.
I just give up. Lay down. I can't do it anymore.
Just lay down and roll over.
So, Aubrey, thank you so much for coming out. I appreciate you coming out and doing the show again.
Thank you.
Obviously, you have your adult fans. Do you still pay attention to them at all?
Some. I forget about Twitter occasionally, but I do go on.
What is your Twitter
I do
account?
Love them all anyway. It is Aubrey XXX Adams on Twitter.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
What about Instagram?
I don't have Instagram.
No?
At all?
I'm not a huge social media person. I don't get why you need 5 different apps to do the same thing. Like, I know Instagram's photos. You can post a photo on Twitter. I don't need to, like, take a picture and have 5 things come up. Like, post this one picture on the same thing with the same fans watching you.
That's true. I'm right there with her.
Well, I always tell people, like, if I didn't have to do it for a business, I wouldn't do it at all. Like, I would just not waste my time with any of it.
Same.
You know
same.
What I mean? Like, it's business related, so I have to do it. But I've cut back a lot in the last few months. I barely tweet or do anything anymore.
See? We need a new medium.
I did find a new app that's kind of cool, though. Did I tell you about it? It's called
Tinder.
Hey, that's half of my girlfriend. Fame Monkey. I'll give them a plug here, because the guy who created it actually sent me a message. It's called Fame Monkey. It's basically Instagram, and you can show tits and pussy.
Huh?
For free.
Yeah, but I posted a bunch of stuff up. And I heard about it, and then I went on and I posted a bunch of titty pictures, and then the owner, oh, thank you for doing this, you're amazing, and tell your friends about us. I said, sure,
I'll have to take a look at this, because I don't need another outlet, but why not?
I already have 112 followers.
Woo! I've been working on Instagram for well over a year, and I only have 1,000 followers.
That's
so.
Pretty good, though.
Not really. I'm at 22,000 on Twitter. I'm feeling good about that. Thank you for the actual 5 people that are actual, you know,
see,
Twitter
boobies.
Followers. Boobies.
Boobies.
Okay. Well, since this is it's an audio show, not a visual one, this one's starting to make no sense. So, Aubrey, again, thank you so much for coming out. Mr.
Thank
Avery,
you.
Thank you for plugging somebody's new site. What was that site again?
The site or the
app?
It's called Fame Monkey.
Fame Monkey.
Check it out.
So there you go, guys. My name is Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. Yes, I am on Instagram, The Average Mo. You can listen to More with Mo on SoundCloud, iTunes, and TheAverageMo.com. Thanks for listening.